If you want, you can prepare yourself to join in. And again, we arrive at ourselves first. We feel our center, our breath system, our back, our shoulder blades, their relationship to the front of our chest. And we start to feel down through the body, through the legs, into the earth, feeling carried. And now we do the E with the legs. So we just start with, we feel our columns, maybe both, more or less obvious, maybe we don't succeed, but we are there. And then slowly take one leg and bring the energy of this leg to the other side and place both feet more or less next to each other to on the floor. And your hips do not turn away, but try to still keep them frontally. That in a way you have a consciousness, if you would look out here, and you could even have your hands on your hips, and maybe if you remember these cowboy films from earlier, you know that the things which you have here to be able to survive in hard times must be present, yeah, and awake there, and not just look aside. Feel both legs. Feel the contact to the ground. Feel how the feet or the feet, the legs touch. And feel the verticality. Put your feet normally next to each other again. Take a short time to relax. Take the other foot. Slowly bring the energy of this leg there. Place it. Press the legs slightly against each other. Sense if your hips are still frontally. And notice that working down there can create an uprightness in your body. Come back to the center. Just relax. Do the same, but behind. Take the leg, cross it behind. Place them next to each other and have the feeling that you are still frontally. The legs touch each other, never mind where the knees, the lower legs, the upper legs, whatever. Bring them to rest against each other and notice the uprightness of yours. Slowly let go, come back to the center. Cross again the other leg behind. Place it. Come to rest. Feel how the touch and the uprightness coming about. Bring the feet in normal position again. Enjoy standing normal, being upright. And now, and don't do this with the head, but just can you, with your body feeling, in a way remember the four columns you have created. Next, yeah, a little bit right in the front, a little bit right at the left, a little bit right behind, wherever you stood. And just feel if you would stand in such a wooden house with the posts, yeah? Stand there, four columns around you, and you in the middle of the four columns. Feeling safe, stable, held, and let your breath flow. Feel your legs. How do your legs feel now? Now I would like, we have worked with the legs, now we continue working with the middle. But we know that working with the middle also affects the legs. We do the ordinary E gesture from the point of view of raying through. And we begin to just use our hands. We are connected with the heart. We know that raying or going out there centers us. Please don't forget that. And just have the feeling you can try to search with the fingertips and beyond, yeah, towards this area of lightness, of light around you. And then just let a little bit go and just then bring your hands to a crossing, your arms. Bring the lower arms to a crossing and then make your arms ray through, that you have the feeling one lower arm sent the energy from the left to the right and far out, and the other lower arm sends the energy from the low left to the right there, and it arrives at the corners of your room. And then let go and let your breath react. Make a little step forward or backward, just to repeat it. And you remember, raying is a quality of the heart. So in a way, we must find how can we activate our heart, that this raying from there to there, and this raying from there to there through the arms comes about. And what should we want to raise? We feel this big light area around us. That's the quality we want to allow to ray through us. That's it. And this we bring with us as a memory. We cross the arms, we make them touch, we make them rest on each other. And then we look for. Now let's ray through. And let's arrive at the corners of the room, up of the ceiling. Observe the reaction of your body, of your breath, and let go. And one thing is nice or helpful to keep in mind, how big is my heart? If I say, ray through your heart, and we do the art gesture, we can just one time do it. We build the art gesture with the arms towards the front, and then we go to our heart, and then a second time, okay, now we can try to ray through and send light through it. And then we think, okay, now we know where our heart is, it's here, and from there, we send it out. And with the E, it's difficult because we have to start there and to send it through there, and we have to start here and to send it through there. How can you do it with your heart? It is possible, perhaps, and then you push and push, and how do I get there, and so on. But now we start again. Just remember, how big is my heart? Have to have a small heart or a big heart? Or do you want to even have a very big heart? Huh? So big, and it's bigger than my fingertips can reach out. That's the heart. And feel this lightness out there. Maybe even the lightness behind there, because it's the other way around, this heart. And then just come in. Cross your hands. And now let them rest on each other, the arms. And now use this big heart to ray through, and the inner heart just to enforce it, to empower it. But it comes from the big heart. And then ray through. And let go. Let your breath react. Feel your uprightness and your legs. It's always the other way around what I say. When I now say use this force, does not mean that I do not engage this part. But I do not use this part as a pump who has to pump it around my elbows. But in a way, it's this energy, but this part brings the joy in it, makes it, embodies it, and so far. So in a way, work with both parts of you. And now, we want to combine in the next exercise what we can do here with what we do down there, and in a way that our arms lead the legs. And it looks as if it's a similar exercise as last week we did the crossing of the legs. But last week, then we crossed the legs, we have just done it, and then we went down there and right through there. And now we just do the E gesture with the arms. Just go out there and let your arm a little bit follow what your arms do. And then bring your arms in and make this your legs cross. And right through your arm the way you have just done it. And make this creating a ring through the lower legs and even stretching the feet and toes. And then let go. And let your breath react. So, what I suggested was we do this here, and as if there would be sort of bands going down there, this brings the legs in, and this ring here creates the ring through. I do not go down with my heart down there. It's a different way of bringing it there. Yeah? We try it two more times. So we go out and already there, one leg follows. We bring the leg in. By this, the hands, the leg follows. We rave through the heart. This creates rain in the legs. We feel peace come about, or we feel into our heart, how does this feel like? And perhaps peace is not the right word, you know. There are better ways of experiencing what's happening, so please forget what I've said about what kind of result could be there. Just, it should be something else. Okay, we do just the other leg. We go out. And the legs sense it and follow. We go in, a little bit of tension. This helps to move the legs. Tension in the arms. And we raise relatively strongly through the arms. And this helps to create the swaying through the legs. And then, let's go. Let your breath react. Be happy that you hopefully are still standing. Despite of all wobbling, two things were important. That you did not put yourself under pressure. I must not wobble. But allow yourself to wobble, but look for how do I can activate my energies and the listening of my body to these energies that my body feels held. That's one thing. And the other thing is that despite of all wobbling, you do never forget it's not the outer result, it's what I try to achieve, what I'm looking for is what brings the effect into my being, into my biography. That is what's going to support me on my path. Okay, now we continue. Again, with something which is similar to this big E gesture which we had. And let's just start to do this big E gesture with both arms. Yes, and we ray out in order to center us. Yeah, and we feel far out and then we are centered. And then slowly we let go a little bit, we return. We do not necessarily bring it in. And then we cross our hands in front, they rest on each other. I feel in the heart. And then I feel myself. And I feel that this, when I feel myself, I also feel this big surrounding again. I let my breath react, and this takes my hands a little bit apart, and I can start again. I go out and build the E number one. That's why I sometimes call this exercise the threefold E gesture. I'm far out, and this centers me. I go in. I'm in. And this makes me very big. And the third E, in a way, is that I realize both. That I came in, that makes me big, and I went out, and that made me centered. Being out there, very big, centered. Coming in, very centered, and a wide, wide consciousness. And then becoming aware of this duality is a third step. And let go. I will come back to it after the exercise in between, where we again want to work with the pentagram, and we again walk through the pentagram with these three steps and then arriving, but with a little different aspect. I explain it on the way. Just stand upright. Maybe I go a little bit further back. Okay. Feel your columns. Choose which direction you want to start, to which foot. And then we do one step, two step. Don't be quicker than me now, please. The third step. And now do not immediately close the leg. Just stay with open legs. Because now I want to invite you to feel the space, this triangle between your legs. I stand a little bit like more like this. And then in a way, let's push this together, that we use this energy to compromise it in a way, and to really come in, and then the whole body profits from it. Let go. We could do the next path, and the foot starts, which leads into this direction. One, two, three. Feel the space between your legs. Pull it together. Let it become effective in your whole posture. To the other arm. One, two, three. Feel this energy. Pull it together. One, two, three. And now please wait before you pull together. Okay. We have now done it in a way more physically. You have also the choice to feel the space down there and use less the physical qualities of compression, but just feel the space and make the space contracting. And this contracting of the space brings the foot along and the leg. And that's a very different quality which now comes about in the body. We do the last path. One, two, three. Just feel the space and let this space bring the leg along. And again. And now we finish this part. We have done this threefold big E gesture, being in, being out. We walk through the pentagram, which is left, right, crossing again, being out, being in, being out. It's a picture of this as a process. And now we are just using a poem by Christian Morgenstern, who was a friend by Rudolf Steiner, and who created this poem One and All. And that's very nice because it always addresses I am big, my soul is very big, and in my soul lives the whole world. Everything is in this world. So it's exactly follows in a way the idea of this big and small threefold I gesture. And just let's try, I speak it, and you follow maybe. My love is as great as the world is wide, and enjoy this wideness. And now come back towards the center. It holds and embraces all things. Feel this bigness which embraces and holds all things. Let the breath go as the sun gives the light and its warmth to the world. Enjoy this. And then come back. My love is its abundance brings to this bigness. And again, open up. There is no grass. There is no stone. Wow, all this world things. Come back to yourself. My love, we are not within. Become as big as you've just been. There is no breeze, no streamlet small. Wherein she does not live. Become aware of this. There is no creature, no ant, no man. And return towards yourself, wherein my heart can't live, to whom it is not lost. Feel it. My love is as wide as the soul of mine. All things rest in it. They all comprise myself. And all is within me. Let your breath react. Feel your body. Feel yourself. Let your breath go. Okay. Now we do it one more time. And I want to show you that's what it's shown in the videos. And there's one way you could proceed if you want to. And this is that we combine this expanding and then we contract again this expression of the five pointed stars. And we have been working through it, walking through it. We have experienced its columns. And in a way, when we have this poem, we could, you see, it's always two lines. In the first line, my love is as great as the world is wide. It goes out. And then I return to myself and become aware that all this lives in myself, in my, where I am, in my heart. And then it goes out again. As the sun gives its light and its warmth to the world, so big. And then I return to myself. My love, its abundance brings. And we can do this that we walk the five-pointed stars with the three steps, what we've just done. And while we walk this five-pointed star, we expand our arms and we experience how we go into the world. And when we pull the legs together, we come towards ourselves with the each gesture and realize that it lives in us. And maybe to finish, those of you who want can try it. The other ones just take a rest. That's where we start at the point of the beginning. And we just show it that you know a little bit. yeah, where are we? And we're just on the head, and we begin with the hands at our heart. We feel ourselves. And then we do three steps towards the foot of the five-pointed star. My love is as great as the world is wide. And pull together. It holds and embraces all things. And we continue. As the sun gives its light and it warms to the world, my love its abundance brings. There is no grass, there is no stone. My love, were not within. There is no breeze, no streamlet small, wherein she does not live. And become aware of your column, your heart. There is no creature, no aunt, no man, wherein my heart can't live, to whom it is not lost. And now we make half a circle. My love is wide as this soul of mine. All things rest in it. And then we continue returning to ourself. They all comprise myself. And we arrive, and all is within me. Just let go, feel yourself. Let your breath flow. Take a seat to relax. You were so brave to work again half an hour without any break. Yeah? And you can make much smaller entities out of it. It's yeah, but in a way I want to give you some aspects of the exercise, because for my opinion it's not the doing of the exercise, but the knowing what you are trying in the exercise, which invites all these helpful forces and beings to connect with you and your attempts.